Oh, Lord, I am so sorry for my clumsiness in sharing things, Mother Claire began. My timing is not so good. Please help me. I really hate my lack of skill in this area. You have been given a loving community around you. This is to help you and help them forgive and pray for you selflessly, even when it hurts, especially when it hurts. You do not recognize it now, but there is a very good reason I allow for your clumsy mistakes that can hurt feelings and cause you remorse in your heart. Beloved, I am working with both of them and you to teach many things, much too complicated to explain here. But know this, none of your tears for them or their tears for your blunders are wasted. They fit like puzzle pieces to amend your characters. My children, you must learn humility and overcome the demons that control so many with their psyop tactics. In short, you must overcome your aversion to be misunderstood, to be corrected, to look foolish, to feel persecuted for doing no wrong. My disciples must be like me. Did I ever answer backlash to authorities? I tell you, no, I did not. I lashed out, but not back. I acted this way to raise up a standard for my shepherds, a standard of love and selflessness, meekness and calm, a way of teaching by example that you are to address them in the same way. The words of the binding prayer when said in the morning were given to Mother to help you all see your faults, those common to man but not permitted on the road to perfection. If you follow my example, you will soon learn to sing the children's ditty. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Every one of you must be immune to manipulation by the demons, or you will not be able to think clearly outside of the box when you encounter those in ministry who Satan uses to target your most vulnerable buttons. I find it very inappropriate and embarrassing when you openly contend with your bishop and your elder. And my angels often gasp at this importunity and disrespect. Your culture is so different from the culture of heaven. In heaven, souls are deeply aware of their rank and standing before me. They truly have the fear of God engraved in their souls. Those who are called to work closely with me are to be regarded with the utmost honor and deference. Deference, also called submission or passivity. Deference implies a yielding or submitting to the judgment of a recognized superior out of respect or reverence. He continued, Mother is learning from direct experience with you why such postures are necessary. As she learns, you learn. Both of you stumble in the process. Both of you pray for one another, and you increase in charity, humility, and the maturity that is proper to a consecrated soul. My children, do not be afraid to be wrong. Do not fear looking foolish. Do not fear correction. It is worth its weight in gold. When Mother corrects you because the Holy Spirit showed something to her that is a stain on your wedding garment, rejoice and be thankful. You are learning on earth those things that most only recognize in purgatory. When she corrects out of her own mind and ignorance, you are given a stellar opportunity to overcome your pride and resentment by praying from the heart for her. In either case, your respect for her reflects your respect for me, because I am the one who appointed her to that office of caring over your souls. I love you and want only the best for you. That is why you are in boot camp. And someday you will be in her shoes and be so glad you allowed yourselves to be formed in dignity and respect as you take responsibility for the souls I entrust to you. I give you my peace, for truly you are a chosen few. God bless you, dear heart dwellers. Let us all be as wise as serpents and as gentle as doves.